The murders of at least 19 elementary school children and two teachers at a Texas elementary school Tuesday sent shockwaves across the nation. The shooting hit especially close to home in Boulder, where gunmen shot down 10 people at a neighborhood King Soopers last spring. Boulder City Council and Boulder Valley School District both held moments of silence at their meetings Tuesday. As the news broke about the Texas shooting, police in Boulder announced they would be placing Casey Middle School on high alert after rumors on social media indicated a student had made threats targeting the school on its last day. Principal Gabriella Renteria said to parents and students in a letter, "We want to let you know that we are working closely with our law enforcement partners to investigate a rumor that is circulating on social media about a possible threat against Casey Middle School involving a student. At this time, we do not have much information about the nature of the threat, other than it apparently focused on Thursday, the last day of school." Boulder City Council has given the go-ahead to develop Diagonal Plaza. The development will have retail shops along 18th Street, community space, and 282 residential units, some of which will become affordable housing. The city has been debating what to do with the almost 60-year-old shopping center for years. According to a staff memo from last week's meetings, it is an aging and deteriorating commercial center that has experienced regular vacancies over the past several decades. Shanine McLean, mother of the 23-year-old who was murdered by Aurora Police, Elijah McLean, is invited to the White House for executive order on policing for the Biden administration. Biden plans on signing executive order aimed at reforming policing on Wednesday, which is the second anniversary of George Floyd's murder by Minneapolis police. Biden is expected to sign a presidential order that requires federal law enforcement to revise and review policies on use of force and would restrict the flow of surplus military equipment distributed to local police. It would also encourage limitations on chokeholds and no-knock warrants by attaching strings to federal funding. Relatives of Floyd are expected to attend the event. Governor Polis signed a bill creating an Indian boarding school research program Tuesday. KGNU's Christian Garibay has more.
Governor Jared Polis signed House Bill 1327 on Tuesday morning in Durango, creating a federal Indian boarding school research program. History Colorado will run the program, which will archive documents and experiences of more than a century of families and children who the federal government took from their homes and placed in boarding schools across the country. The schools, two of which operated until as recently as 1981, abducted Native youth from their homes to culturally assimilate them. It was recently discovered through an investigation that 53 of these schools were responsible for the deaths of 500 Native children. Holly Norton, the state archaeologist with History Colorado, will run the program in hopes to improve the state of Native boarding school programs. Norton and the Metropolitan State University of Denver Department of History Chair Matthew Magley also hope to bring a sense of closure to families that lost people in the boarding schools of the past. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
Broomfield moved to a medium COVID-19 community risk level. Officials say the risk of COVID-19 is increasing in the town and residents should take steps to stay safe. The announcements advised high-risk residents to discuss with their healthcare provider about whether they should begin to wear a mask. Masks remain optional across the state, however. Officials ask that those who test positive to isolate and to wear masks in order to stop the virus from spreading. More than 150 animals were rescued in Montezuma County Animal Mistreatment Investigation. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Over 150 animals have been removed from a private property in Cortez, Colorado, after Colorado Department of Agriculture's Bureau of Animal Protection found 35 birds, 15 companion animals, 30 small animals, and 77 livestock at the property. According to the Fence Post, the veterinarians that removed the animals from the property said there was very little access to food and water. He also said the animals had a lot of untreated health problems. The case is still under investigation, and a trial is set to see if the property owners will lose their animal ownership permanently. Some animals rescued were 13 dogs, 2 cats, 30 rabbits, and 17 horses, which will be available for adoption through the Denver Dumb Friends League. You can visit ddfl.org to learn more. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
On June 13th at 6 p.m., a virtual community meeting is being held to discuss the Gross Reservoir Dam Expansion Community Impact Mitigation Fund. The meeting is for Boulder County residents who live in proximity to the Gross Reservoir and will focus on the county's proposals to distribute the $5 million settlement fund received from Denver Water to tackle the Gross Reservoir Expansion Project. Expect sunny weather all throughout the Front Range today and almost no wind. In Boulder, it is a high of near 70 and a low of around 48. In Denver, it is a high of 71 and a low around 42. In Fort Collins, a high near 75 and a low around 40 degrees. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 38 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.